USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The wife of the late Republican Senator John McCain is backing Democrat Joe Biden in November. Cindy McCain says Biden will stand up for American values, and she notes that she and Biden didn't always see eye to eye on the issues, but she says he's honest and will lead the nation with dignity. On the campaign trail, President Trump telling Pennsylvania voters November's contest is a matter of economic survival for the Keystone State. He promised support for the controversial oil and natural gas extraction method, fracking in that state.
And I'll keep your jobs in Pennsylvania where they belong, and you're going to be doing fracking for a long time.
In New Hampshire, Vice President Mike Pence appeared and heard chants of fill that seat.
We're going to fill that seat.
Promising the high court vacancy will be rapidly filled by a conservative. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too hard, too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. Because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly with a pre-recorded speech yesterday saying the U.S. is fulfilling its destiny as a global peacemaker.
This month we achieved a peace deal between Serbia and Kosovo. We reached a landmark breakthrough with two peace deals in the Middle East after decades of no progress.
The president saying the U.S. has helped achieve peace in the Middle East, it's working to end the long war in Afghanistan, and his administration has revitalized the NATO alliance. The late High Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today, and on Friday her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to ever be honored that way. She died last week at 87. Marvin Gaye's What's Going On has been named the best album of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Intelligence officials reportedly believe that Russian President Vladimir Putin is directing an operation to intervene in the upcoming U.S. election. The Washington Post reporting the CIA has assessed that Putin and other top Russian officials are behind efforts to disparage Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Their efforts are also meant to sow public discord ahead of the November election. Intelligence officers making a similar determination about Putin's direct involvement in plans to disrupt the 2016 election. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher is issuing two executive orders ahead of any decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. The first order declares a state of emergency and allows Fisher to hire people to deal with possible unrest in the streets of that city, also allowing him to implement curfews and other restrictions. The second order will ban on-street parking and some parking in some downtown parking garages. Fisher says in a statement he's not sure when Attorney General Daniel Cameron will announce his decision in the case, but it's expected in the next few days. And one of the founding members of the Four Seasons is being remembered after losing a battle with coronavirus. Tommy DeVito was 92. He was behind hits like Big Girls Don't Cry and Sherry. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.